Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
All right, let's start with this. Every team takes on its own personality. To me, there's very little carryover from team to team after doing this for 40 years. So what was the personality of this team that allowed them to succeed?
Well, I don't think they ever really stopped to think about the fact that we graduated 5 Division I players, which is unheard of for our program and a school our size in general. It was a career class, so to speak, and these guys were just a loose, almost fun-loving. You know, I don't think I had a team that had as much fun at practice. You know, you would have to calm them down at times, but it was a good thing. And even when we were getting ready for games, they would be very loose and kind of free spirit. You never felt that there was going to be a lot of anxiety or nervousness that would translate into a negative performance. And so I think just the character of a lot of these players, particularly the starters, the upperclassmen, juniors and seniors, not being fazed by the graduation losses and losing so many outstanding players, and not just the D1 kids are the real good players, but we lost 8 starters on each side of the ball, and they just stepped in from day one and got after it, and they played loose and fast every game, and from the first to the last, and it was one of the more impressive state titles for that reason, just because of what we had to replace and you know, how these guys approached things and just picked it up after losing that kind of talent.
Years ago, I was talking with Russ Rose, the Penn State women's volleyball coach, and Russ has coached 7 national championship teams, and at one point he had coached 4 in a row, including a team that had, for the most part, the same talent every year. And I said, what's important when you're in a run like that? And he said, convincing each team that they are an entity unto themselves. How do you convince your teams year in and year out, Jim, that they are an entity unto themselves and not a carryover from the previous year?
That's a good question. I mean, I think we put a lot of emphasis on, and it's a cliche, but the here and now or what's important today and not looking ahead. But realistically, that's what we do. And then on top of it, my staff does a great job. I reflect back to last year and the year before that when we had such a talented team with these Division I players, and everybody in the region expected us to win a title. So there was no margin for error. You had to win every game or it was going to be a failure type of thing. But we coach these guys. That's our goal, is to coach them like we're still trying to prove something. Like we're still trying to prove that we're a good football team, that we can win a state championship, and never look back on the previous season and just look forward. And I think that's what we try to do, and it's been successful for the most part, in that we've been able to get these guys each year to look at themselves as a separate team, and it didn't matter what happened the previous year or how many starters returned. And again, they seem to go out. They seem to respond to that type of coaching and go out every week, play hard, play fast, like they were trying to prove themselves, even though they had come off 1 or 2 consecutive state titles, whatever the case might be.
Which brings me to the next one. Obviously, in doing what I do, I'm around a program that in that particular week is the biggest game on the schedule for somebody. I don't care if it's a tough season like this one. You don't think the Penn State-Indiana game was the biggest game on Indiana's schedule? So you're the biggest game on everybody's schedule, no matter what. What does it take for your players to realize that they are the biggest game on that team's schedule for that season, and then to play through it?
Yeah, that's a good point. We try to impress that upon them. We've been successful in not having letdowns, not playing down to the level of an opponent. And, you know, that's kind of the mindset. I would I would have to say the last 4 years, probably the thing I'm most proud of is the consistency that we played with, whether it was one of the top teams on our schedule or in the state playoffs or even the state championship game, or a team that was really struggling. There were times in the past that we had teams in our program that would play down to the level of their competition somewhat. And I hope and I think that we kind of learned as a coaching staff how to try to prevent that from happening. And again, I think it's really on focusing on what we need to do each day and each week. For example, if we're playing a team that's struggling, and even if we're going to get their best shot, our kids know, you know, we probably have such a significant advantage it won't matter how hard they play. But in those weeks, for example, we're going to look at certain things that we're not doing as well as we feel we could be doing, and we're going to emphasize little things that we haven't done properly the previous week or previous weeks. And so we sometimes take the focus away from the opponent and put it on just what we need to do to get better as a football team. And again, we impress upon them that they're going to get their best shot from each team week in and week out. And I think they've learned that over time. And they bought into the fact that we can't let down against anybody and we have to play at a high level week in and week out. And as I said, I think that's the thing I reflect on that I'm probably the proudest about over the last four-year run is the fact that I don't really recall a game where we just went out and just didn't play well. I mean, some games, obviously, we played better than others, yeah. But we played at a high level, and there was never really a letdown, any kind of consistent letdown for a week or 2 weeks or whatever the case might be.
All right, so here's the next part. You talked about the great talent that you ended up graduating and that this team was able to fill those gaps and win another state championship. What have the scores of the games in previous years meant to allowing you to play some people to get a realistic game evaluation to help you in player development down the road?
Well, we've won by a lot of big scores last year, I think. And I don't, again, I'm not one that I don't look at the stats and the numbers and so forth, but I hear them from time to time. That's not where my focus is, but I think, I know last year every game was a mercy rule, and I think the year before every game may have been a mercy rule. So, you know, again, the best teams that we played three undefeated teams late in the season last year in mercy rule them. Well, actually, more than that, we included the state playoffs. And so, you know, for our starters and those guys that were going to be finishing out that particular year, it was just a matter of staying on course. For the underclassmen, that's the other thing, and that's the other thing that led into us being able to do what we did this year. Because of how successful we were, even though we had to replace eight starters on each side of the ball, those new starters, those new guys, saw a lot of playing time. And they also saw a lot of playing time while the other teams still had their first units in, and the other teams were giving us their best shot. So even though they're considered first-year starters, because they were, they had a lot of very, very good game experience, and that translated into them being able to step onto the field this year, and it really wasn't an adjustment because they were accustomed to playing at a high level just because of all the time they got in the last couple of years due to the big scores.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's so important because now you get practical application as to what you're doing right, wrong, and it helps in player development. What about the pride of the area? To see your program do this, what do you think it does for the Valley? What do you think it does for the reputation of the Valley that this kind of success can happen here?
Well, I think, yeah, the area has had a lot over the years. If you go back to the 90s, you had Berwick, you had Mount Carmel, and then ourselves. And, you know, we've been able to keep it going. So we've had a number of dominant programs. Mount Carmel has the most wins in the history of Pennsylvania high school football, and of course Berwick with George Curry, legendary coach program.
I knew George. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there's always been a lot of that here, and that's something that we feel proud about, the fact that, you know, obviously for our district and for our school, but also for the area, to maintain such a winning tradition in the area. And that's the other thing, you know, when you talk about pride and attitude and how do you keep it going, well, our kids pretty much expect to win. Now, we got to make sure that they're ready to back that up every week, but unlike the teams that we're playing a lot of times, we always talk about, you know, no matter how good a team is that we play or what kind of season they're having, if they're having a lot of success, we always talk about in the back of those kids' minds, they probably, you know, think that it's going to be difficult to beat us because of this run we've been on. And our goal when we go into a game is to try to bring that doubt out and take some of that mental toughness or that aggressiveness away from the other team, because there probably is some doubt down inside, right, because of the success we've been having. And we're just, you know, trying to use that, you know, to our advantage mentally. But it's been a tremendous thing for ourselves in the area. And I like to think that, you know, we've kind of helped, the teams in our league made a little more noise this year in the state playoffs than they have been. Mm-hmm. And I think that anytime you get, I know when Berwick was real good, when Mount Carmel was real good, when I look back into the past, I know that certainly helped us. I mean, that raised our level and what we had to work for. And I think we're doing that for other programs now. And the one other thing about the program that I might add, and this a lot of people would not realize this, but there are a lot of programs and a lot of schools that don't necessarily look to play as much football as they can play. For example, we're a smaller school. We play a junior high schedule, 7th and 8th grade. Mm-hmm. We play a freshman schedule, and we always attempt to play a full JV schedule and a varsity schedule. So I know that we play more games than most of the teams in the area, and that's an emphasis for us. Sometimes we don't have great records in junior high, but our goal is to get our kids as much experience and playing time before they hit the varsity level. And a lot of programs just don't. I don't know what they're looking at, but they don't see the need to do that. And I always say, this isn't like basketball or baseball or some of the other sports that you can really play in the off season. Football, you can only play in season. Our goal is to play as many minutes as we can with our kids from 7th grade on.
I've said that a million times. You can't get better unless you play. Final question for you. Win number 456, it goes past George Curry. It was historic, obviously. Have you had a chance to even allow yourself to reflect on all of this? I mean, we've talked a lot of philosophical questions here, as to go, because I want people to hear from somebody who wins how they go about winning. That's why I've asked the questions I've asked. But have you had a chance to reflect personally on what the milestone means, about what this run has meant?
No. So when this record came about here the last couple weeks, as it was approaching and so forth, you know, my response to almost everyone in the media was that it really hasn't sunk in. And being in a run for a state championship and preparing for games, it really hasn't. Not the type of person that looks at the individual stuff to begin with, so that even kind of pushes it further away from reality for me. I knew George, and I got to know George better as time went on, and got to know him real well after he got out of coaching the first time and started doing media work and covering games and so forth. We spent a lot of time in conversation then, and just what he did for football in the region and in the state, for high school football in general, just to be in the same category, aside from the wins and who has the most or any of that, be in the same category or be talked about in the same breath as someone like him is an honor. It's humbling. The whole record thing is humbling. And like I've told everyone, I look at it more as, you know, a reflection on our program. As you would know, there's so many moving parts in football. It takes so many people to be dedicated and involved in a program to have the kind of success that we've had and win that many football games over 35 plus years. And so I look at, you know, they tag me with the wins or whatever, but, you know, I have assistant coaches that have been with me since the first year, the entire 37 years. I have coaches that have been with me over 25 years. The community, the type of kids that we work with, because quite honestly, in this day and age, with the nature of just the way things are in society, sometimes it's hard to consistently get kids that have a good background in terms of work ethic and discipline and things like that. And of course, we try to instill that in the program. But, you know, the more the parents do, the easier it is for us. But the community in general has been, a real plus. So there's a lot of things that could be talked about that contributed to it. But, you know, it's one of those things that's probably going to take a while to really sink in for me to realize what has been accomplished, by the program over this stretch.
Well, I know we put your name at the front of it. I know you'd be the first to credit all your assistant coaches, all your players, your athletic department, everybody, and so forth. But from us to you, congratulations on a series of great accomplishments to you, Southern Columbia, the program, and on getting an incredible mark like that. Well-deserved, and that's what work ethic does. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm honored to be on talking to you because that voice is like I'm listening to a Penn State football game, which, you know, that's at a whole other level. But it's just an honor to be on the program and be recognized.
Well, we appreciate you very much, Jim. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished. It really is well-deserved, and I know you'd be the first to give everybody else credit. So thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.